This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore.
Featuring original ideas and stories of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Hannah Bissell, a graduate of the University of Montana. Bissell also holds a master's degree in poetry from Pacific University in Oregon. Currently, she makes her home in the wilds of Montana's Flathead Valley.
As a native Montanan, Bissell often turns her writer's attention to the landscape and people of her home state. Today, she reflects on the connection between physical labor and a shared cultural memory. She writes,
"Though the moon rose hours ago, I see a farmer and his son are still in the field, toying with their combine's engine. The machine is older than both of them, probably purchased by the farmer's father or grandfather, but they still drive it faithfully to the fields and back, no matter how many seasons pass by. They probably hold on to that old machine because the cost of new equipment is too great. The surplus of a good year gets put away toward a lean year like this. But these lands aren't farmed for the money. They're farmed for history and tradition, the feeling of putting hands and backs to the same land worked by farmers' fathers and grandfathers. These tractors carry an oral history in their sloughing paint and cobbled together engines. Memories of boys and their fathers, girls and their mothers, talking over the day as they hand each other screwdrivers, ratchets, and baling twine. They are mosaics of days worked and reworked. Every scratch, dent, and weld line recounts a memory. Like the day the farmer accidentally drove over the gate, or the day the sun turned too tightly watching a golden eagle pluck a ground squirrel from the field. As years progress, I see more and more Western Montana farms sold to developers. But those old tractors remain, rusting by the backyard shed. If you ask a farmer for the story of his machine, he'll tell you his father or his grandfather's story with pride. He did it with horses before he bought that tractor, he'll say. 18 hours a day to plow and plant. The day he bought that tractor, he said he was buying a better life. And he did, by God, he did."
Bissell pairs her reflection with a poem by Victor Charlo, the great-great-grandson of Chief Charlo of the Bitterroot Salish. Vic writes his poetry in English, and his daughter April sometimes translates it into the Salish language.
Like Bissell, Charlo sees the spiritual and historical connections of language and labor, and also sees how they work together to form the fundamental stories of who we are. The poem appeared in Charlo's volume of poems, Putche.
Agnes. We hide tan here at Agency Creek and at Valley Creek. Hard work that lets your mind go as you wait for the rest of your life. Soft hide, so soft wind blows like cloth. Hair white with hide. She, Agnes, watches and lets us know in old Salish tongue the word for scraper that I remember now. So hard, so to the point. Why did I learn how to write? Why did I want to? Is it worth the loss of your world going away?
A poem by Victor Charlo.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Ostein, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana, Fact and Fiction, and the Bookstore at the University of Montana.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.